Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Karina Alexander is a Connecticut dating coach. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So does COVID bring you more business or less business?
It's about the same. But,
really?
But the problems are different. Singles are having a hard time.
Yeah.
Like,
where do you meet
they
people?
They need
now?
Touch, you know. So
yes.
Sometimes they tell me they go to the grocery store just to touch another human being, like at the cash register. Honest to God, I'm not joking.
Wow.
I'm not ever touching anyone at the register.
No, just aisle four.
Well, you know how it's hard for married people. Married people say they're fighting and blah, blah, blah. But it's even worse when you don't have anyone to fight with or anyone to, you know, communicate with.
I think I'd be okay with it.
Really?
Yeah. Not fighting? Yeah.
Yeah. But it's better than not having anyone, right?
Mm. This is the balance.
Or better to have somebody.
It's the price of admission.
Right.
You're angry, but not lonely.
Right. Is it worth the ticket? Right?
Yeah.
Is the
right.
show worth the price of admission?
Right? Yeah. They would say it's worth it to have the good and the bad.
But tell me about this person who's rubbing up against people at the supermarket. Shouldn't you be calling the police or something?
I know. Well, they do it subtly. And you know.
Really?
They,
subtly?
But in the beginning, especially of the pandemic, remember how it was in the beginning? Like, no one had. You could go for walks and go to the grocery store. So singles were going to the grocery store a lot just to get out. You know,
just
they
to
needed
out,
to be around somebody.
Well, it's
so
tough. I have a friend who became single at the beginning of this. He works a lot of hours, and there's no place to go to meet anyone, and no one feels comfortable, you know, going out on a date right now.
Yeah.
Better now, but back then, right?
So. Right.
Yeah.
So it's true. So I had clients that did some things like, creative things, like they wore masks, they took socially distant walks in the park with people they met online, because online was a big way to meet during the pandemic. But I didn't believe in fantasy relationships or Zooming for months and months. So I encouraged them to get out, but be careful about it. Like, take a socially distant walk wearing masks. So I did have a fair amount of clients doing that. And now you're right, it's getting better. So
now that I think
you
about
can...
it, if you're walking around 6 feet apart from your date for almost a year, maybe rubbing up against people at the grocery store, not that bad.
I know. Thankfully, I think things are getting better, right, with the vaccine.
So we did a deal. It was a story that you should have. How many dates was it?
12.
12 dates before you have sex.
When I heard that, I was like, oh, my God, did they read my book? I was like, wow, because it was in a chapter of my book, which is Men Don't Want Casual Sex. And you know what? Yeah, I really believe that.
First of all,
I know.
It's really
based on my experience.
Well, you need to go back to the lab on that one.
I can explain. What's that?
You need to go back to the lab on that one.
Well, I could explain that. I can explain what I mean. But in terms of the 12 weeks for women, so this book was written for women because women are the ones that read relationship books. I mean, nothing against men at all, but I don't think men, you know, talk about relationships like women do. We can be nutty. You know,
that's
we
why,
love to talk about.
No,
yeah,
you're right.
Sure.
No, you're absolutely right. And this is why women love love stories, the movies, because guys have feelings in these movies.
Right.
And they're like, oh, my God. And soap operas, they've been on television since the history of television. Why? Because guys talk about their feelings. They're like, oh, my God, look at these men. They're talking about how they feel. There's a conversation without yelling. They're working through a problem talking.
They want to hug me.
Ah!
Exactly. And then we women get into the real world and we're like, what? And then we're destroyed. And that's why we need dating coaches like me, honestly. And that's why I became a dating coach too. I used to be a reporter and then I had a dating problem of my own and got helped by some mentors and then now I help other women. So it's real. So that's
right, how many dates?
Yeah, so I really do say, as a general rule, I do say 12.
So if you do 12 days in a row with this person, boom, you're in.
She said weeks before.
No, so that's the whole thing. I tell women to pace relationships with men because you have to weed out the time wasters, and you really, the way to weed them out is to do that. And it's not really playing a game. It's more just protecting yourself and making sure who really likes you. Because if a guy really likes you, he'll hold out for 12 dates.
I think you're going to weed everybody out that way.
12 dates?
No.
Like 12 days in a row, right? Like
No. Okay. It has to be 12 Saturday nights.
I'm out.
That's 12 weeks.
Yep. But you know what?
Ashley is so upset.
It's
guys,
just not...
No, really. So I'm telling you, if it's like the right woman, and this is what it's all about for the women, I want them to be with the right guy, that guy that really likes them.
You're
the right guy
in
will
a
do
fantasy
it.
Movie.
No. I think the right guy will wait. And I've seen it with clients. Honest to God, the right guy waits. He will wait. And actually, okay, listen, it's better for the guy. I know you don't believe it.
I wouldn't wait. So does that make me the wrong guy?
You would. You would. Who's your celebrity crush?
What?
Do you have a celebrity crush?
My wife.
Okay, your wife. So you would have waited. You love and adore your wife. You would have waited 12 Saturday nights for her. Can you imagine not being with her?
I would have. But my dating life before, maybe by the time I get to her, because I've met so many people I wouldn't wait 12 weeks for. I am so horny, I won't wait 12 weeks.
Yeah, but you know what?
I'll be rubbing up against her at the supermarket.
This is why people were going against those arrows on the floor.
Right.
Yeah. Right, okay, but you know, but wait, right. Listen. You will, the woman, okay, this is maybe an
so you've never dealt with me before, right? You're like, oh my God, this is, I want him in the lab.
I listen to you guys. I know how you guys are. And I know how most guys talk, but I think the reality is different. I think when you really like someone, you will wait. No matter what kind of guy you are, if you're a player or not, I think guys will wait. Mm-hmm. Plus, listen, and you know this is true. You have to admit this. When you get something very easy, you're bored. You want to move on to the next woman. That's why I think you would have stayed with your wife I don't know what happened in your courtship.
Yeah.
What?
No, it was appropriate, and I had to wait. And, you know, sometimes an expert can just give you the right advice, and it can change your life. And we think she's excellent, but let's see how excellent, because we're going to give her, you know, her first challenge on the show here.
One hell of a challenge, too.
Yeah.
I'm nervous now.
Karina, Trapper Don, Karina.
Hey, Karina, how you doing? Nice to meet you.
You too.
Trapper Don's a man's man, okay? The beard, he goes out in the woods, he hunts, he's a trapper, he's an animal trapper. But also, he's a man's man downstairs.
Keeps it wild.
Keeps it wild.
He's wild.
He's wild.
He's an alpha male?
Yes.
His favorite meal is deer hearts.
Yeah. Trapper Don has a girlfriend now.
What?
Oh, good.
How's it going, Don?
Oh, it's going. Yeah, I got me a girlfriend. She's very pretty, too. Very beautiful.
She is. She sent a picture.
Attitude. Where'd you trap her?
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Woods.
How'd you meet her?
What kind of trap do you use for that?
Well, that was just myself as the bait, you know. But, of course, I got it through Facebook.
Facebook. Oh. All right. Nice.
You're one of the guys that sends the PMs? Like, you PM women? Hot women?
Well, not hot, but she's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like the word hot. She's very beautiful.
You don't like the word hot?
I mean, I like the word hot, but not when I really like somebody. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
A gentleman. She's very beautiful, very pretty, great smile.
Good for you.
Yeah, I was just floating through Facebook, causing trouble like I always do every night.
Yeah.
All right. Hitting people up.
Came across her. What's that?
Hitting people up.
Well, not really. Just causing trouble. You know, so I get yelled at.
Wanna Netflix and chill? ?
So I came across her picture. She's actually a cousin of a friend of mine I went to high school with. And, I PM'd her. Yeah, before my friend requested her. I PM'd her. She got back to me. And
this is during COVID.
It's actually only 6 weeks ago.
During COVID.
That'd be during COVID.
All right, during COVID. COVID's
it's not
almost over,
left the planet yet.
No.
No, not yet.
But it was well after deer season.
All right, how many dates have you had?
Since when? Since deer season?
Don, you make it so hard. This girl that you're dating, she's a saint.
Since you woke up today, how many dates?
No, this is the first one in like almost 8 months.
How many dates have you had with her?
Oh, I'm sorry, two.
Two.
Oh.
Wait. Only two dates and you've already labeled, the girlfriend label is there already?
Yep. That was her daughter and my daughter both said it.
But did she agree to that?
Yes, she did. She's actually the one that agreed to it first.
All right. Was she locked in a cage or something when she agreed to this?
Under duress.
Okay, I'm your girlfriend now. Let me out.
No, she wasn't locked in a cage. So a quick PM, and I ended up falling asleep, and the next day I texted her and said, or PM'd her through Facebook.
All right. And so, said, sorry, okay, blah, blah, blah. Two dates.
Yeah.
First one's where?
We went walking in a park and had a coffee.
All right, this is exactly what Karina was saying. Socially distant, yep, out in the park, walk. What was the second date?
Same thing, only we went farther in the park, into the woods with the coffee.
Now, when you say like farther into the park, is that some kind of code for something?
Nope. We found a bench way up in the woods, and we sat for probably almost 3 hours near a lake and just talked.
That's great.
You know, watch the sunset and stuff.
So, yep. Okay. Karina, any questions?
Yep. Well, I'm wondering, that's good. So, it sounds like you might be on track for 12 dates without sleeping with her. Like, you might be able to hold out for 12 dates, which is what I recommend.
Yes. I got to be honest with you, even though we're on the air, we talked about that, and I told her, I'll wait. You're worth it.
Oh.
He proves my point. Oh. Even an alpha guy will wait.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I mean, you know.
How does that come up? Was there a questionnaire?
Like, check yes.
Have you ever been arrested for killing a previous girlfriend? And will you wait 12 dates? Like, how does that come up?
I don't know. We just, you know, like I said, I think now just hanging out with her and doing our little thing, you talk and you get to know each other before you jump into bed. I'm not 21, I'm 51.
You're a good man, Don.
And you feel a spark. I mean, you must feel a spark to wait. You have to feel a spark. But
oh,
it
yeah,
sounds like you do.
Now, Don, about this pubic hair.
Right.
Don.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the pubic hair now.
Oh.
That was the sound from a human being, by the way.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. A few months ago, you said you'd never ask me about my junk. Now you're asking about it.
Well.
He's trying to help you out,
it's
Don.
It's not the junk I'm asking about. It's the stuff around it.
That's true.
We're still playing Mountain Man.
Does she know that?
No. Clearly.
No.
All right.
No, she doesn't know that.
When it comes time, let's say 12 weeks from now or whenever.
Okay.
All right. Let's just say tonight's the night. It's the Rod Stewart song. She's coming over. You got the Yankee candles going or whatever. You know, you're burning the squirrel oil.
Wow, you know me too well. I do got candles going.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Women love candles.
Right.
He's roasting his chipmunk over it.
He's a human bearskin rug, by the way. Right? So are you going to prepare yourself?
I don't know. Maybe I should take Ashley's advice. He's the one who was all over it. What do you think, Ashley? Should I prepare myself for the first time ever or what?
We have an expert on. Karina, what do you think?
Should he maybe go to a waxer?
No waxer. Maybe a shaver that I used on my beard.
A weed whacker.
I'm not doing no wax, no.
I would go to a waxer. They would know exactly what's in style.
A waxer.
I know.
Sounds painful.
Or you could do it yourself.
Aren't you asking, you know, someone who just started playing piano to do a concert?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe learn chopsticks.
Yeah, but why would you take your beard trimmer and then put it on your face after that?
Exactly.
I was waiting for that. After I said that, I'm like, oh, who's going to comment on that? I'll just, you know, take the one head off and watch it, and then, you know.
All right, we got to go.
Okay.
All right. We got to go. I'm getting off the phone. All right, Trapper Don, congratulations. You're a good man. Jessica Simpson. She learned a lot during the pandemic.
It was a shock for me as a mom because I was doing things that I wouldn't normally do, like, which means I was, like, doing the dishes. after 4 hours of doing the dishes and losing my fake nails, I was like complaining, of course, to Eric. And he's like, babe, you know, we have a dishwasher, right? And I had no idea. I literally had no clue. I was like, that would have been helpful. Mine, for some reason, don't have handles on it. So it looks like it's a part of like the cabinet.
Oh, all right. My God.
It probably has one of those matching pieces of wood, the panel that goes over it. So it just looks like a door.
Yeah.
You don't know what's in your own house?
Mm.
Yeah. She'll discover that when she actually flips the switch on the vacuum, it works.
I haven't checked in with her since like 2001, and clearly nothing has changed.
No character development. Really,
she's exactly the same person.
Yeah.
It actually went the opposite way.
How many dishes do you have to do for 4 hours?
Like
4 hours.
Wait, what?
Like she cooks in the first place. Jessica Simpson meals, like a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
It's got to be.
Yep.
I will never have enough dishes to spend 4 hours washing them.
She has seen how many trees she was able to cut down when she started the chainsaw.
Well, it probably started where she just started putting dishes in the sink. And then would walk by and say, how come these are still here? I don't understand why they're still here. They normally just disappear.
Right.
She probably has cleaning people that come in, and now because of COVID, they can't come in. And then all these things start happening. Why is there dirt on the floor? The beds aren't made. Why is the laundry stacking up?
Who's seen my shoes?
Right.
Why are there dishes in the pool?
Well, we all learned something in the pandemic, right? Everyone?
Sure.
I learned not to cut my own hair. Like, I am definitely not a hair cutter. There's an art to it, and it's not me. I wasn't meant to do it.
Right.
Yeah. I can't even do the simplest task with that. Can't do it. So I learned that.
I learned what my hair looks like when I don't cut it.
Oh, you turned into a mountain man.
I have never let my hair get long, ever.
Yeah, you were Ted Kaczynski's Unabomber.
I was. The beard, too. I was letting them both go at the same time. I was like, why not?
Yeah. Your head, like, if we stuck it in a pipe, you could clean the pipe.
Yeah. Who am I trying to impress in public right now? Go out in public. What are you talking about?
You're like a giant Q-tip.
There were guys in black vehicles chasing after you down the parking lot.
Yeah. The other thing I learned is if I don't have an event, I don't care what I look like. I have not purchased a new T-shirt, new pants, new anything, like nothing.
I did not weigh myself, but I have not purchased a new belt because I busted the one that I own. I broke my belt. I refused to move the notch back. I was like, no, this
it's
is where
going.
It goes.
No, this is it.
This is my notch.
This is my fish tank. I'm not expanding.
I broke the belt.
Yeah, like the radial on a belt on a radial tire. Also, when they just.
All right, next story. Ohio State football player passed out drunk in the drive-thru. Safety for Ohio State named Marcus Hooker is facing drunk driving charges after he passed out behind the wheel in a McDonald's drive-thru. Cops tried to wake him up, banging on the window, rocking his car, blasting their siren. Eventually had to break the window, and he still didn't wake up.
Is the car unlocked? Is his foot on it, the brake?
Yep.
Man, I was hoping for something else. Hey, big guy! Hit him with a little whoop whoop for me. Never seen a guy this out, man. I don't want to break.
He's gonna break the window.
So. Grab him. I do too. Still not whoop.
Whoa.
Give me a little whoop whoop. I like that.
Yeah.
Give me a little whoop whoop. A little whoop whoop.
So with that,
give me a little whoop whoop for me.
A little whoop whoop.
Would that be a first down? I don't know.
Wow. That is down.
It always happens that. If somebody has McDonald's drive through, that's why they're Burger King.
It's supposed to be fast food.
It is.
if you have enough time to pass out like that.
Through this. Yeah. Right behind you.
Yeah.
He thought it was fast food.
Yeah. That's when you blow up the breathalyzer.
Yeah.
That's
Yep. Yeah. It melts in your hand.
Yeah. What do you do with a vice president?
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do? What do you say? What do you do?
Hi, how are you?
I guess you got to like, sweep, right? Vacuum before they show up.
Oh, yeah. You got to do all the dusting, cleaning.
Right.
Putting your socks away.
Do your hair.
Right. Hair, suit, tie. What am I going to wear?
Shower.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. In about 20 minutes, Jimmy Koplik will be on. We'll talk Connecticut concerts. But right now, a man who's preparing to host the United States Vice President, Mayor Justin Elicker. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for finding time.
Good morning.
Between the dusting and the cleaning and the folding clothes and
getting rid of all that cat hair.
Yes.
Always for you guys. Always for you guys.
So how do you prepare for a vice presidential visit?
It's a little tricky because they've let us know everything very, very last minute. Our police department is coordinating with Secret Service to make sure that it's a safe visit. And there's a little bit of Kamala Dramala, if you will, in New Haven, where everyone's trying to, you know, calling everyone to try to get tickets. And there's not even an event or anything like that. So... I think people are very excited. Right now, the only tickets that we can give out are parking tickets. You know, we're working through it.
I'll take one if it's signed by her.
Oh, there you go.
That'll be the first thing I ask her.
Great fundraiser.
Right?
Have her sign a bunch of stuff. Auction it off for a charity of your choice, Mayor. We'll do it here on the air.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Are you expected to give a gift?
Oh, geez. I hadn't even thought about that. Keys
there
to the
you
city.
Go.
We'll get the keys to the city.
Keys to the city.
You should. Yeah, do something.
No, think about it. That's a great point. Your age should
have. You guys just ruined my day.
Yeah, sorry.
Now I'm going to be.
Now, where do you go?
Obsessing over, you know, the appropriate gift all day long.
You have to go to that like shop in the mall that has you get stuff engraved. What's that?
Something in time.
Things remembered. Right? Get one of those clocks, has the spinny thing in it.
Kamala Dramala.
I don't think you'd put that.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
No, yesterday I was obsessing about what to wear, and now today I'm going to obsess about what I forgot to get for a gift.
What are you going to wear?
Suit and tie, the usual.
All right, yeah. It's like your Batman
right
outfit. Yeah. It's your
superhero. It's my uniform.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you pick colors? Do they say the vice president's going to be wearing this color, so don't wear this color because it might look weird if you both match?
I have not received that communication, but who knows? Last minute, they could say don't wear a certain color.
So you have your color picked out. You have your suit. Do you have a go-to? Because, you know, Senator Blumenthal wears the blue suit.
Right, the
with
power
the light blue
suit.
Shirt.
Yeah, I have like four or five suits and... Every shirt is either blue or white, so it's easy.
Okay, so there's no green.
In life to not have to worry about that.
No green, no pink, no lavender.
No, I try to keep it pretty standard.
Nice. I like that. I can relate to that. I'm a black T-shirt guy.
Yeah, what are you all wearing? What are you all wearing?
Phil's wearing his best hoodie.
Don't answer that.
I've never been asked by a sitting mayor what I'm wearing.
I was going to say, this is a landmark moment.
Yeah, first time for everything.
Mayor Elicker's on. Very exciting that she picked your city to come and visit the vice president, right?
It's a big deal, yeah.
We
all knew New Haven was an incredible city, and I'm glad that she has acknowledged that as well.
When did you find out she was coming? We all found out this week.
I found out kind of late, actually. So our police department was notified Monday evening. And then Tuesday, the gossip started to happen. And then I called the police chief and said, is there something I should know? And she said, yeah, we got noticed last night.
Interesting.
So I think my sense is that they do things pretty last minute for security reasons.
Yeah.
Because they don't want people to know where she's going.
Do you know where she's going?
It's most of where she's going, but not all. Nor does our police department. She'll be in New Haven for some time, but she's going outside of New Haven as well.
Oh, really? That's interesting. She's going outside of New Haven. This is the first I heard. So those towns or whatever must know, right?
Presumably.
You can't just drive a vice presidential motorcade into a town like...
I'm here!
What's up, Milford?
Hi, everybody!
Yeah.
How long would you say that she's going to be in New Haven? Hours?
I think it's going to be pretty short, but I've been asked not to share a lot of details.
I got you.
Enough time for pizza?
I don't know.
Here's the problem with pizza. Where do you go?
Right.
You got to go to number one.
You make one happy, and then the rest are not going to be happy, right?
And they'll all blame me.
Right. I guess she could pick wherever she wants, right?
It's up to you. Got to let her decide. That's the answer.
I wonder if the police department already knows that. They just haven't communicated that yet. But she's here to really push something important, right? This is the Biden administration's comeback from COVID thing, right? Like, if she's eating pizza, it's not consistent with the message, right?
But I'm not sure what the message would, or what meal you pair with the message. We could think about that.
Yeah.
Another thing to ruin your day. The mayor's
sorry. I know.
He's getting off the phone like, wow, I really have some stuff to do.
I am stressed out, man.
And it's only 8 a.m.
I thought all I had to do was dusting. No, she's promoting the stimulus package, but also in particular, Congresswoman DeLauro has been pushing for the child tax credit for decades, and that's an important component of the stimulus package. And so that's our sense of why one of the reasons that she chose to come to New Haven.
Well, then I can tell you if the Congresswoman will be meeting with the Vice President will be having cannolis.
Oh, yes.
She brought them up here all the time.
She never forgets.
Anything else that you can tell us about the visit? Is she going to see your office? She get to walk in, you get to show her?
No.
This is my stapler.
I don't think that's in the plan.
Oh, okay.
This is my stapler.
Interesting.
This is my printer.
Right?
You don't need to go to the office to see it. You just bring the stapler with you.
This is where I sign things right here. I do important things right here. Oh, so cool. What do you have you figured out what you're going to say? Right? It's like, hello.
I was waiting for you all to feed me some lines. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, I think AJ would, if he were here, would suggest you say, "Hi, I'm Tim the Ginger."
You guys will never let that go.
maybe ask her, would you like to do some karaoke?
Ooh,
that's fun. You can harmonize.
Hmm. Something to think about, Mariah Carey, a little bit Mariah Carey.
Yeah. I would. Do you know what time, or can you tell us the time frame that the Vice President will be in New Haven tomorrow?
I don't think I'm allowed to say that either.
Not even announced yet. Okay.
I don't know. I don't want to get myself in trouble.
I get you. It might be out there.
I do that too often already.
Right. Yeah. You don't need more trouble. You don't need more Kamala drama. Is it Tweed or Bradley, or do we know that?
I don't know if that's public either.
Wow. Interesting. My guess would be Tweed, because if not, you're bringing her all the way down from Hartford. A lot of territory.
Well, I'm not driving. I'm not.
Good. What kind of car? You're a Prius kind of guy, right?
Close. I have a Subaru.
Okay.
My wife and I have a Subaru.
Would that not be the best message to go and pick up the Vice President?
With pizza.
In a Subaru.
Right.
Right?
It would. Okay. I'll suggest it today and see if they take me up on it.
Yeah, see what you can do. I would say if you're with the Vice President in the morning and you're in a car and it's that awkward, quiet moment, I would say you want to call a radio show? My friends are on the radio.
It'll be great.
I know these great guys.
You're going to love this.
They know me over
And here
there.
I thought this morning was about wanting to talk to me, but you're just trying to set up a movie tomorrow.
Oh, no, we absolutely.
I thought you guys cared.
We want to showcase the best of you. We'll have the Mariah Carey ready to go. You can sing along.
Yeah. We want to tell her what a great mayor you are and how you should be a part of the administration.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Then we'll do it.
Okay, excellent. Well, look, it says a lot about your city when the Vice President says, this is a place we want to go visit, right?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So congratulations. And, of course, we want to follow up Monday and get all the details.
That sounds like a plan. We can do that.
All right. We're going to let you go because you got gifts to buy, things to dust.
Yeah.
Songs to pick.
Get my hair done. Going to go get my hair done and such, too.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Have a nice visit with the Vice President.
Good to talk with you all. Take care.
Thank you, Mayor Justin Elliker. Boy, you could hear the stunned silence when you said, did you get a gift? He was like, oh, wow.
I wasn't even, I just wanted to know if that's allowed. Like,
great
I don't
question.
I don't know.
As soon as you said that, I'm like, oh, boy, that's.
And what happens? What are you supposed to do?
That's what Mayor Stewart.
It's got to be something from New Haven. It's got to be something that says New Haven.
Exactly.
Right? Well, that's on his list of things to do today.
This is the intercom I smashed after talking to Chaz and AJ.
Why is your phone broken?
I have nicknamed it Intercomala.
It seems like I only talked to you a few days ago.
I speak to you more than anybody else, it seems, right now. Don't tell Jennifer. She might get mad at that.
I enjoy it. We talked on a podcast about concerts in Connecticut celebrating PLR's 50th birthday. And
nice.
Now you don't have to be, a fan of PLR. You could be listening on the Fox and still love what Jimmy says on this podcast. It's on the WPLR website. And check it out. Jimmy and I just talked about Connecticut concerts and the station coming together. And it was a great chat.
You know, actually, when I'm home, I'm not home at the moment, but when I'm home, I listen to you on the Fox.
Yeah, it's a great station.
It always has been.
Any news on concerts in Connecticut since the last time we spoke?
Well, nothing other than the concerts that can be had with social distancing. The problem we're facing, and the governor probably is in a difficult position because we're flattening as far as, or plateauing as some people call it, as far as number of cases are concerned. And it had been going down, 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 and everything was looking great. But now all of a sudden it's plateauing. So I was hoping I would get permission shortly to be able to open up as we normally open up. But I think we're going to take a little pause on that for a couple of weeks and see what goes on once everybody gets back from Florida and starts infecting people up here because they're running around
spring break
in Miami like there's no problem going on. So my expectation is maybe next week we'll hear something, but fingers are crossed.
All right.
We're planning to open up the summer as normal, but the summer might start in July. I don't really know at this point.
Okay. It doesn't sound as positive as it was a week ago.
No, because the number of cases seems to be not continuing to go down, and nobody wants to take any risks, including me. I don't want to take any risks, and it's a difficult situation right now. The weather getting better and people being able to go outside rather than inside, and the more people getting vaccinated, I would expect that plateau will be the worst situation. It will start going down again.
So the governor was on Monday, and he kind of gave us a feeling that April 20th would be announcements in terms of what's going to be dialed back and whatnot. And in fact, that would happen on April 20th, but probably be announced 2 weeks beforehand so people can get ready for it. That puts us around April 6th. Do you think that you'll have some good news? That's, 2 weeks from now.
Yes, I think we'll have good news. I'm in constant communication with the governor's office, and I support his hesitancy on it. I fully support his hesitancy. Let's see what's going on. I'm not looking to open up till the summer anyway. So as long as we start seeing a trend, I think we'll be fine.
Now, you told us that you have to put together like mini tours. Like you come here and there's a bunch of places you can go in the Northeast. How's that been going?
Well, it hasn't been going well at all because Connecticut's always been the leading force in the New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, let's put it the New England region, rather than mentioning every state. We opened up our vaccinations to more people first. I believe the governor has opened up more businesses, more so than any other state in New England, and in fact in the Mid-Atlantic too. But I'm talking to lobbyists and governor's offices in a lot of states to try to get a number of states open. New Jersey is important. There's a number of good concert facilities in New Jersey if they would open up. So we're trying to do our best to get everybody on board so we could set up a mini tour. But this plateauing of cases has held everybody up.
We were looking we were hearing from you and Howard that early June was a goal for concerts at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. How is that looking now? When would you have to start booking dates for that if you were going to do early June?
We would have to start booking sometime in the next 2 weeks, I would think, to get June in.
Okay.
Sometime in the next 2 weeks, we'd have to really start telling people this is real. I can't imagine early June getting the ability to really get, you know, we're not talking about, you know, artists that can draw 2,000 people. We're talking about artists that can draw 5,000-6,000 people.
Right.
Is what we're talking about. So, you know, more reflective of the popularity. You know, 2,000 seat acts will work under social distancing, but most artists will not work under those conditions.
So, Jimmy, it sounds like the hope for an early June kickoff at the Bridgeport Amphitheater is getting dimmer.
Yeah, no, it is getting dimmer. I think I might have mentioned this before, but we had Ringo Starr all set up to open up June 4th at Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, but we've already pushed that off. Ringo, I don't think he's going to tour till next year. So I think that mid-June would probably be the best chance of reopening at this point.
Okay. So so the focus has gone from early June to mid-June. Fingers crossed.
Right. Okay. Fingers crossed, and I'll tell you more next Thursday, and hopefully we'll stay at mid-June.
No,
that's what I'm hoping for. I don't like pushing this back.
Right. Right. No, we're all ready to go.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to be eligible in a week and a half.
Andre and Derby.
Hey, how are you, everybody? Hey. Hi, Jimmy. Quick question. I have tickets from last year, like specifically for Judas Priest, for Kiss, for all rescheduled. My question is, though, with social distancing, is my seat, say, like I got a 10th row seat, is it still going to be a 10th row seat? Is it going to be a 15th row seat, you know, because of distance, or is it not going to be an issue once things open up again?
It's a fabulous question, because I've been sort of saying without saying it, but I might as well say it now. I don't want to open up to social distancing. I'm cool. A concert lover, and it's a very tribal experience, and I can't imagine sitting down at a concert and having the next party 6 feet away from me. That's just not what a concert's really about.
It's tough for the artist, too.
So, yeah, and the artist doesn't like it either. And my attitude is with those shows, and particularly with Kiss, I don't think they'll tour if there's social distancing. So my efforts with the governor and his office have been to open up without social distancing. And that's why you'll see some concert venues opening up in May with social distancing, but we're not opening up our venues with social distancing. I'd rather wait. Now, this is a fan speaking. This isn't a businessman speaking. We could open up and we can make some money, but I don't want to in any way affect the enjoyment of the fan, and I can't imagine social distancing being anywhere near as fun. And, you know, Kiss is August, so I'm hopeful that by August sometime we'll be able to reopen it with no social distancing. And so I think your 10th row seat's going to stay 10th row.
So perfect. Kiss's date is still on the books, Jimmy.
Yes. Excellent. Yes, still on the books.
Excellent.
Cool. And I noticed for Dave Chappelle, he's coming to Foxwoods. I noticed now they're offering, or they're mandatory COVID tests on site. Is that something you probably do too?
It matters how many people have been vaccinated by the time the concert comes. So we have really no policy at this point. It also matters what the governor requests. Gotcha. Again, I'm not crazy about that. I hope we're at herd immunity in August. The Dave Chappelle shows are in June. So, and that's a request by Dave Chappelle. That's not a request by anybody else to have social testing. Any show he does, the audience, even if you're fully vaccinated, they're going to be testing Dave Chappelle.
Cool. Well, Jimmy, I appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
All right.
You got
Thank you, Andre. Great question. Let's take another one. Then I have a couple of texts here. Joe in West Haven.
Good morning. How you doing, everybody?
Good, thank you.
Hey, Jimmy, this is Joe Tremonti. I've been a pain in the butt on your site trying to ask you about a couple of shows. One was Britt Floyd. I bought four box VIP seats for the Britt Floyd show at the Oakdale, and I was just wondering what was the update on that show and what was going on.
That show will be announced tomorrow, I believe it is, as being canceled. So you'll get your money back.
And it was just announced.
And the other one is, I don't know if you're involved with the Westville Music Bowl, but I have Tedeschi Trucks Band tickets for that one on July 17th. What's your view on that? Do you think that'll go or not?
I do not think that show will happen. I don't want to speak for Westville, but we have the same show up at Saratoga, and I'm in discussions with them right now, and I think they will cancel that tour and move it to next year.
Okay, so
but I don't want to say that officially because they haven't officially said it yet either.
I get it. But, like, if they do, I have the option of getting my money back?
Well, that's I would assume so. That's up to Westville. That's not up to me. Okay. If it was a Live Nation show, you would certainly have the option to get your money back.
And I just call Live Nation to do that?
Hi, you want me to show you how to dial a phone, too? Come on, man. Joe, I'm going to come over your house today, and I'm going to do it for you.
I'll put on the pasta.
All right. We're in. All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. All right.
For some good pasta, I might give him the money back, even though it's not my show.
The governor floated this week the idea of maybe a vaccine passport. If that's something that happened, like a little card that says you've been vaccinated, would Live Nation or you support mandatory vaccination passports to enter a concert if it meant you could go full capacity?
Boy, that is a politically charged question that I know Live Nation has not entertained yet. I don't really have an answer for that for Live Nation. I really can't answer that question. It's a tough question because there are some people that are afraid of shots and don't want to get vaccinated. There are religious reasons they don't want to. And to all of a sudden, and there are pregnant women that might not want the vaccinations. I think it's a very difficult question to really put a policy towards. That's why I sort of like waiting till there's some measure of herd immunity. And look, these vaccinations are 90% to 95% effective, and nobody goes to the hospital, and nobody dies from it. So if you go to a concert and you get COVID and you're not going to the hospital, you're not going to die from it. It's not as serious as it's been in the past because of the vaccinations. But I love the vaccination passport personally. I'm vaccinated. Ooh. So I love that idea. But as far as going to my concerts, I think we're opening up a can of worms that could be difficult to deal with.
I got you. One more, then we'll do a song, and then we're going to talk to you about some other important stuff here. Ozzy Osbourne, lots of questions coming in about Ozzy. Any thoughts on Ozzy touring? Do we know?
I think Ozzy's going to postpone his tour. Don't know yet for sure. We do have him at Mohegan Sun. We're hoping to have him at Mohegan Sun. Remember, Mohegan Sun is indoors, and they have no policy yet. Tom Cantone could better tell you the policy on that. There seems to be a clear difference between indoors and outdoors as far as the governor is concerned. And his policies now, again, Dave Chappelle is indoors and is playing Foxwoods. I don't know if they're social distancing or not social distancing there. I don't know. I think they're on tribal ground, so they can make their own rules. They don't have to go to the governor.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And then real quick, we have like 20 seconds. Patton Colchester wants to know about Doobie Brothers' Mohegan Sun.
Still on.
Great.
Fingers crossed. Still on.
Fingers crossed. All right. Hillary in Brantford.
Hi. That's the concert I was asking about in July. Is it happening?
Which one?
The one at Citi Field. Joan Jett, Def Leppard, Motley Crue.
Poison.
Right, and Poison also. I don't know if it's going to happen. The big question is, will Citi Field open up at full capacity and with no social distancing? Mm-hmm. New York's tough. I'm running the lobbying effort in New York State also. They're tough. They're not like Connecticut. They're much less flexible. So there really is no answer yet. Everybody's waiting to hear. I think you'll hear your answer in the next 3 or 4 weeks. You'll hear your answer.
Hillary.
But again, it's a Live Nation show. You'll have trouble getting your money back if you want your money
back.
No
problem. Oh, cool. I know. I'd rather go to a concert than get the money back.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you.
Hillary, are you in a birdcage right now?
No. Oh, there's birds outside, and I got the window open because it's so nice out.
Okay, great.
Good for you.
It's the sign of spring. The birds are back.
That's the concert she's got to listen to now.
That's a parody
song. Until she
can
go to Citi Field.
The birds are back in town.
Yeah.
All right, Hillary. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye.
All right. Jimmy Koplik is on, and let's talk about Fleetwood Mac, Cheap Trick, Grateful Dead. What do they have in common?
They all played for me in the past on March 25, which was today.
In Connecticut.
Wow.
Oh,
or
one
Springfield.
Or Springfield, right.
That's close.
Which is Connecticut, because when we did shows in Springfield, we actually advertised more in Connecticut for that show than we did in Springfield.
Right. So Cheap Trick, Palace Theater in 1980. Palace Theater in Waterbury.
The legendary Palace Theater.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just talking about that last week. You had Pink Floyd there for their first show.
Damn.
Like a dozen days after they released Dark Side of the Moon.
Incredible. So Cheap Trick.
A dozen days. And actually, I think the name of the album was going to be a different name, if I remember correctly. I don't think it was originally going to be called Dark Side of the Moon.
Huh. The Cheap Trick. Phil, look it up. What album were they touring in 1980?
Okay.
I wonder if that's live at Budokan. Seems like that might be later, Dream Police. But man, they were red hot. In 1980.
They were a great band. They were a great band. I always thought that they'd get further than they did.
Dream Police, released September of 1979. All Shook Up was October of 1980.
Yeah. Were they fun to work with?
Yes, lots of fun to work with. Good guys, funny guys, lots of fun to work with. Very easy to work with. And you're right, Dream Police was really hot at the time, and we had no problem selling out the Palace that night.
It's funny how fast artists put music out back then. It was almost an album a year.
So that's the first 5 years of their... Yeah, they did two in 1 year, actually. Their debut, Cheap Trick, that was the first album. In Color, both 1977. Then 78, Heaven Tonight, 79, Dream Police, 1980, All Shook Up.
And Live at Budokan is in there somewhere, right before Dream Police.
Let's see.
Which that album just catapulted them. And we were talking about this last week.
79.
The sing-along songs. Mm. You know, those concert sing-along songs.
Yes. You're right. That the audience made that album just like they made the Peter Frampton Live album. I think they should have all gotten a piece of the action. They were so important to that song.
Right. Such an important piece of that, yeah. Fleetwood Mac with Firefall, Hartford Civic Center, this day, 1977.
That was a lot of fun. I was a 27-year-old, and Stevie was a 28-year-old, and boy, she looked cute.
Someone's got
That's
a crush.
That's what I remember from that show.
Yeah, nuts. Right? And they were at the height of their career, their creativity, their presentation. Like, they were just, they couldn't come out with a bad album. And that was the Rumors album, right?
This is the Rumors tour.
This is the one that exploded them.
Yes, it was a follow-up to Fleetwood Mac, which really got them popular. And then Rumors, you're right, exploded them to a new level.
I don't think there's a bad song on that album. I don't think there's one bad song. I don't think there's a song on that album that we haven't heard of.
No, you're probably right, and that goes back to what makes a great album, which we've talked about in the past. And if you never, well, now there's no needle, but if you never lifted the needle to skip a song on that album, it makes it a great album.
From the first second to the last second, you leave it alone. You just let it play
through. Exactly.
What's the track list on that album?
Secondhand News, number one, Dreams, two, Never Going Back Again, three, Don't Stop, four, Go Your Own Way, five, Songbird, six, Side two, The Chain, You Make Loving Fun, I Don't Want to Know, Oh Daddy, Gold Dust Woman wraps it up.
It's like two songs that are iffy, but they're good enough to not get up and pick up the needle.
Because of this album.
Yeah, I agree.
It's because
One on each side, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because of the company they have.
Right.
If they're on another album, maybe they're a hit.
Yeah,
in like
if you're
another
standing
year.
In a room with 18 LeBron Jameses, yeah, then you're going to have right. trouble standing out. Yeah.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.